Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna go back and do it one more time. Everybody, God of mercy. Yeah, yeah.
Let's go. Welcome to the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Kawani Kamani.
And I'm Dorsey Manny.
We are the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'd like to welcome y'all this Sunday. I mean, it's just, I'm so excited as usual because
yes.
we're here another day.
We thank God.
We thank God to receive the mercy and grace that God gives us each and every day without asking. But just he counted us worthy to be here. So we just want to welcome you out. If it's your first time here on the show, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, everyone that's here with us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for being here. We thank you for tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor show. You know, this morning is going to be a great show. I feel it in my spirit because you are here.
Well, actually, it's not a show. We actually have a church service. So we're here on Monday through Friday, and we have the Preacher and the Pastor show, but we are the Gospel Public Ministries. So today we have Sunday service. We thank God for blessing us with this platform to be able to bring Sunday service right to wherever you are, because we are the church. We are the church. So I always ask people, what kind of church are you bringing? What church are you?
Yes.
You know, so we have to ask ourselves, because we are the church. We don't have to. We shouldn't depend on the building itself, because we can go anywhere and have church, because you and I, we are the church.
Amen.
So welcome to Sunday service. Welcome to Sunday service.
Welcome to Sunday service. Thank my beautiful wife for letting me know that it's not Monday through Friday. This is Sunday service and not the show. But
yeah,
we're
here every day, so it's, you know, it's almost the same platform, but not. But we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. If there's anyone that has any prayer requests, as we open up the lines for prayer requests, you don't have to tell us who you are. You can be anonymous. Let us pray for you, because this is a time for prayer. God is calling his people to pray. He wants to deliver us. He wants to heal us. He wants to set us free. But he's calling us to come in and hear. And once God calls us, come. You know, we're to come when he calls us. That's the time to come, because that means he wants to do something in you and for you and to you. So this is the time to pray. And when we come together and we pray, you know, heaven opens up. Things begin to happen. Change comes.
Amen.
And so that's important that we pray for one another, that we come and touch and agree. And the Bible says when there are two or more gathered in his name, there he is in the midst.
That's right.
So it's nothing like having God in the midst of all that you're going through and all that you're needing. You know, don't give up. Don't believe that you cannot be delivered, that you cannot be healed, because God is able to do all things abundantly and over to what we can ask.
And we thank God for being in the midst, because there's times where we definitely need God to be in the midst, because we're saying things and doing things and we're definitely out of order. But we thank God for being in the midst, and we thank him for charging his angels to guard, defend, and protect us.
Amen.
In our times of need.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know my husband looking at me like, hey, what's the honor? You just talking. But, you know, as we operate in the Holy Spirit, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to move and not hinder the Holy Spirit, because we have a lineup or a way that we want to do things. But allowing the Holy Spirit to move and operate, because there's some people, there's somebody out there that's listening, whether you called in or you logged on, that's needing, you know, that's needing prayer. They don't have a prayer service. Don't have anyone that they can truly go to and just open up. You know, even if you don't want to tell us what it is on the line today, you can call us and we'll be happy to pray with you about their thing, to, you know, help bring you out of their situation by prayer. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Yeah.
And so it's important that you have someone that's going to believe for you and with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So again, welcome.
Welcome.
All right, God bless you all. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you, Father.
We thank you for your mercy and grace. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you've done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and all that what you're about to do in the lives, in our lives, and those that are listening on today and their family members in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you just move right now in this place, Father God, and where your children are right now, for we that you are God that is omnipotent and omnipresent, that there's no way, nowhere that we can go that you cannot reach us. So Father God, we ask that you move right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move and heal right now. Move and deliver us. Move and set us free in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we need you to divinely intervene in our situation and circumstances, Lord, and work it all out for our good. Lord, we come laying all our cares and worries and doubts, Lord, at your feet. And Lord God, we ask, oh God, that you spread it all and work it all for our good in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that are listening on today, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. I pray the blood of Jesus Christ over you, over the airways that surround us, over us and under us, over telephone lines and over our homes and properties, offices, cars, trucks, businesses, finances, our marriages and ministries and cell phone frequencies. And I ask you, Father God, to surrender powerless and harmless and notify the power, destroy the power, cancel the power of any evil spirit, demonic strong man, messenger of Satan and witchcraft prayer that tries to come against us, against our property, in our homes, that everything in our homes, our marriages, our finances, our health right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask that you just have your way, oh God. God, we ask that you lift up the standard right now, Father God, for those that are listening, oh God, that are going through when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to wash and cleanse our minds this day, oh God, with your precious blood. Give each of us clarity of thought. Give each of us a sound and sober mind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, it is you that give life, oh God. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength that coming from you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For the Bible says that life is in the blood. So, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you speak right into the blood on today for those that are going through in their bodies, oh God, to bring healing, oh God, to every part of their body, mind, soul, and spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name
of Lord, we ask you to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask you to fill each of us with all the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Every Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we ask you to fill everyone that we pray for today and everyone that's on the line right now with your Holy Ghost anointing power. Lord, cover us right now with your presence, your anointing right now, your power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Bless
and every Father, we are thankful right now for your mighty armor that you provide for us. We put on the full armor of God right now. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the garter of truth, the sandals of peace, and the shield of faith, for protecting God us from the fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God that we choose to use against the forces of evil in our lives. And we place our feet, we place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the kingdom of God. And we ask you, Lord, according to John 14, to be our God and our shield about us. Take us into the cliff of the rock underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalms 91. And we put on your armor on us, and we live and pray in complete dependence upon you, and we pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions, oh God. Heavenly Father, have your way, God. Help us on today. Help us, Lord, to lean not to our own understanding, Father God.
Help
us not to
fall
about our own will, oh God, but lead us, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine position in this day, oh God, that you would position us, Lord, that we may receive every blessing, Lord God, that you have for our life, every healing that you have for our life, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you for your promise, oh God. We thank you for your covenant promise, oh God, that you never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now that you're moving mountains, oh God. We thank you that you're parting seas in our life right now, places where we found difficult to cross over, oh God. Let go, Lord God, that you're moving it out the way, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God,
thank
I ask that you bless those right now that are listening, Father God. Lord, I ask that you just strengthen them right now with their weak, Lord God. Fix that it is broken, Lord. Mend the tear right now. Lord, we just want to say thank you. But I ask that you would call and command on their bodies, oh God. Oh Lord, to get in order the way that you have created the body to operate in perfection. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have your order work, oh God. It's you that created us, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. We love you, Lord. Have your way in us, Holy Spirit of the living God. Just have your way in today. Have your way, Lord. Lead us, oh God. Oh, Lord, let thy will be done on earth, Lord. Let us receive our daily bread on today, oh God, that coming from you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful life. I appreciate you letting the Holy Spirit use you. As you was praying, you know, I can see certain things that were happening because of your prayer. You did something that was very important. You know, man ought to always pray. Woman ought to always pray.
Yes.
Man and woman, we ought to always pray. Because when we pray,
hallelujah,
we are giving heaven consent to interfere with the affairs of our life and the affairs of this world. You know, we are definitely doing that. So we should always pray, and we should pray continuously, because there's always something going on. There's always somebody or someone that are saying things and probably don't even know that they are saying things, and they were speaking curses upon you. They are condemning you, or they are condemning your situation, your house, your home, your children. So we ought to always pray. We are to always pray. We are to always be led by the Holy Spirit always. God needs for us to know that. He needs for us to know that we will stay in his protection. So I definitely thank you. And I'm quite sure, you know, that the listeners on, you know, they thank you too, you know, for praying, you know, in these times. Okay, let's go ahead over to scripture reading here. Okay. I have a little something to share. The spirit of confusion is the work of Satan. Everyone, believers and non-believers, trials and tribulations in your life and your relationships. These times are times where certain things will show up, like broken heart, anger, acts, actions or works or thoughts of doubt or fear, infidelity, unforgiveness, selfish acts of strife, curses on one another by thoughts or words, the disconnection or the resentment of man or woman. Now, these things tend to happen suddenly, or most of them happen at the same time. Now, what's going on right now when these things show up in your life? It is the work of Satan and the work of Satan's agent to separate you from the love of God. We need to know that God loves us, and it don't matter what you do or what you say. You know, God loves us. God know about it. You know about it. There are times where we'll be just saying things or just doing things, you know, just hating on one another. You know, this is the work of Satan. Satan needs for you to do that. I'm talking about believers and non-believers. Satan needs for you to do that because he needs a body that he can flow through to bring death and destruction into this world. I think that's over in 1 John 10:10, where it says that the thief comes to only do but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Well, Satan needs you to yield. He needs you to yield. He needs you to say things that are unclean, say things that are ungodly, because he knows these are his words. Anger, that's not something, that's not a fruit of the Spirit of God. Neither is strife, that is not of God. When you're doing matters of things, whatever it is, if you're lying, if you're cheating, or if you're fighting and things like that amongst each other, see, that's the work of Satan. And sometimes you end up in these places and don't even know that you are being used. But what you're being used is you're allowing Satan to use you. But we thank God. We thank God that that he loves us so much, and he knows the situation that we face every single day. And we thank God for his word. And I want to go over here to Ephesians 5. Over here to Ephesians 5, and we'll start at verse 6. Well, Ephesians 5 and verse 6 says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things come the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. 7, be not therefore partakers of them. 8, for ye sometimes darkness, but now you are the light of the Lord. Walk as children of light." And 9 reads here, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." Now, I find a lot of comfort in reading this here in Ephesians 5, because some things that are going on in your life right now, you have the word of God as your defense. And as Pastor said this morning when she was praying, I was hearing her pray. What she was saying was to put on truth, to release truth, put on the word of God daily, arm yourself. Make sure you are protecting yourself, protecting your heart. Make sure you are protecting your mind. Make sure you are using the word of God as your defense. You know, do that all the time, because this is how that you resist the devil. This is how you fight. You don't fight evil with evil. You fight evilness with the word of God, because that is your only defense. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that word, for using you, Pastor, in such a way that has really blessed my soul on today. food, you know, for the soul, and we definitely need that as we're dealing with the trying times, you know, the unknown. A lot of us, you know, we don't know. They're telling us to cover up, stay in, and go. You can come out and go back in, come out, but it's still not safe. But come out and, you know, arm yourself with a mask, you know. But we're telling you, put on the full armor of God. Why are you putting on your mask? Mm-hmm. Put on the full armor of God. Make sure you cover every part of yourself to protect yourself of those things that you cannot see. This coronavirus, it's out there. You can't see it. And I want to trust and believe that if you could see it, you wouldn't go out. It's like somebody saying they're out there shooting, but put this on, you know, to cover yourself up just in case, you know, you run into the camp of the enemy or you end up in a place where the enemy is, because you can't see what's actually going on out there. You can't see the coronavirus. You don't know who's next to you. You don't know if your mate goes out, if they're in a place with someone that has it and bring it back into the house. So sometimes safety is not even in your home and your four walls. So you want to protect yourself at all times. And how do we do that? With the word of God, you know, keeping our mind stayed on God, staying in the word, trusting and believing. Come again, hon.
Yeah, I was agreeing with you. Many people would not be affected. Many people would not be affected by the coronavirus, but many will be affected by the coronavirus. Because it'll be a few people that would contract that virus. But the virus, the underlying thing, what Satan's trying to do is bring fear into every single home, into every single mind, because when you fear, you're surrendering over to him where he can use you, control you, he can destroy you.
Amen. I want you to stand tuning in to the preaching of the pastor. So today is Sunday service. We thank God for you all for tuning in. Right now we have to get ready for the message, but we're going to go a little praise and worship to get you all ready for the pastor as we preach. We're talking about this Sunday, where are you dwelling? My Lord, think about it. Where are you dwelling? We'll be right back. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Breaking news. Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Better day.
We'll get
welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Priesthood and the Pastor Show. We're glad to have you back. If you just now tuning in, it's Sunday service, and we'd like to welcome you all. Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Now we're ready for the message part of the show. Father God, we thank you for the message that's about to go forth here this morning. We thank you that you have already implored the Holy Spirit to move in a mighty way in this here, your servant. And we thank you that every single word that is going to be prayed on today and every single scripture that's going to be read, we believe it. And we trust it, and we know that we will never be the same again after we hear it. So this is our prayer in Jesus' name, and we all say amen. All right, Pastor,
amen,
we ready?
Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. If you are just tuning in, I am Pastor Tawanika Manning, Prophetess Tawanika Manning. I thank you how you introduced me. You said, Pastor, man, we ready. let me get myself together, you all. That was an introduction I would really prepare for. I thought it was going to be something more than that. Just said, Pastor, be ready. At some point in time in life, we just be ready to receive the word of God. We don't need no appetizers. We don't need all that. We need the word on today. We need help on today. Lord, we just need you to move right now in this place. Yeah, we want to sing. Yeah, we want to hear the word. What is God saying to us? The word today is, where are you dwelling? Where are you dwelling? When we think about dwelling, let's think about dwelling. It's to abide as a permanent residence or to inhabit for a time or to live in a place or to have a habitation for some time or for a permanent. Some people buy houses so they can dwell in it for the rest of their lives. Where are you dwelling? When we talk about dwelling, to dwell on something means to think or to talk about something a lot of the time. So we need to think about, where are we dwelling? When we look at the scripture in Psalms 91, as it talks about dwelling, let's go to Psalms 91. I'll be preaching from Psalms 91 on today. We'll go through the whole book, the whole chapter of Psalm 91, God's protection. What is Psalm 91 telling us? Again, you all, we're in Psalms 91. Where are you dwelling? We need to know where we're dwelling. Where do we have our mindset? What are we focused on? Those things that are coming upon us, because first we have to understand that everything starts in the mind. I don't care what's going on around you, but if you can think yourself out, you're already out. If you can think yourself happy in a sad situation, you're that, you are happy. If you can think yourself healthy when you're feeling sick, that you are healthy, because your mind controls where you are dwelling. We're not talking about a physical place. We're talking about where you dwelling. Are you keeping your mind stayed on God so that you can dwell in that place of protection, in that place of security, in that place to be healed, in that place to be protected and blessed? The question is, where are you dwelling? Are you focusing on your current situation? Are you focused on the word of God and what God is saying? Because we are more than what this earth says that we are. We're more than what this world is saying that we are. Where are you dwelling? The Bible says in Psalm 91, I'm going to try to slow down because I do tend to talk fast, so please forgive me. These shows are archived, so you can always go back and listen to the show. So I'm going to try to slow down a bit. I get excited when I'm being used, when God allows me to be able to deliver the word to his people and to be used for his people. Lord, we just want to say thank you. There's someone out there today. I just pray right now over your situation that you will give it to God right now and leave it there. God is calling you, just telling you to leave it there. Pray about it and let it be, and he's going to work it out for your good. God wants something from you. He wants you to do something, and that something is to surrender all over to him, not just your things, but yourself. Some people say, I've given, but what else is God asking? He wants you, all of you. God is not a maybe God. He's a yes and a no God. So we have to be a yes and a no, to operate in the yes. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. A lot of us are operating in I don't know and a maybe. God is saying, make it yes or make it no. But you need to choose. You need to make a choice on today. Either it's going to be yes, you're going to trust God with your yes, or you're going to say no. And my thing is, when you trust God with your yes, he will never fail you, because he's a God that can do all things. The Bible says, with man it's impossible, with God all things are possible. That word is for someone out there today. I'm going to get to what the word is for today, but that word is for someone. And understand, when you're a prophet, and understand that me being a prophetess is that when the Holy Spirit speaks and that's a word, I must give that word. But I definitely back to what the word is for today for everyone else. If there is someone that is listening today, that word is for you, specifically for you. Father God, we just want to say
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. The question is, where are you dwelling? The Bible says in Psalm 1, we're talking about God's protection in the midst of danger. God doesn't promise a world free from danger, but he does promise his help whenever we face danger. So God,
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays at waste at noonday. I want you to understand there's things that are just waiting for you. There are things that in this world, you ain't done nothing to nobody, and you ain't said nothing wrong. You've been the best you could be, and there's something out there that is lurking, not just at night, but in the day, that's just laying down to cause destruction. It says in the Bible, said, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday, but he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. I'm here to tell you that there's a blessing when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. When you keep your mind stayed on God. The Bible says in verse 7 is here, when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, what happens? 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Verse 9 says, because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Why are you able to stand and look and see everything that's going on around you? Because the Bible says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, there shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. When you say, God, you are my refuge and my fortress, and you, I will trust in all things. I won't trust in my money. I won't trust in my relationship. I won't trust in my connections. I won't trust in my good looks. I won't trust in my degree. I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to dwell in you, Father God. And with that, I will know that even though it's on the outside waiting for me to come out, nearly know I'm on the inside and it's waiting to come in. God, I'm going to trust in you. And when I trust in you, 1,000 may fall at just at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. I don't know if you ever been in a situation and it looked like it was going to get you, but because you declared the works of God in your life, God protected you in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of the fire. You did not get burned when they say you weren't going to make it, but God said you were going to make it, that you came out victorious. The Bible said, where are you dwelling today? And that's my question, where are you dwelling today?
Yeah.
Verse 10 says, because you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Why is this? Because he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High and shall abide under the Almighty God. Because that's where you are. That's where you are dwelling. But you've got to dwell there to receive the rewards of the Lord. The Bible says there, verse 11, it says again, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Why is that? Because he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. So where are you dwelling? Where are you dwelling? And the Bible says, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon you. Therefore, he will deliver you. The Bible said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall come upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Why? Because you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. God is a shelter, a refuge when we are afraid. He's our protector. He carries us through all the dangers and fears of life. This would be a picture of our trust to God, trading all our fears for faith in him. No matter how intense our fears are, to do this, we must dwell and abide with him. By entrusting ourselves to his protection and pledging our daily devotion to him, we will be kept safe. Understand, when we look at verse 11 says that, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. One of the functions of angels is to watch over the believers. So there are examples of guardian angels in different scriptures in the Bible. You can find it in 1 Kings 19 and 5 and Daniel 6 and 22 and Matthew 18 and verse 10 and Luke 16 and 22 and Acts 12 and 7 that will show you what the angels that was operating at that time protecting God's own. So although there is no indication that one angel is assigned to each believer, angels can also be God's messengers. God will send someone. And you don't know. That's why I would say be careful how you treat people because you may be entertaining one of God's angels. So angels are not visible except on special occasions. So we just thank God that on today, if you're not dwelling in that secret place, that you get to that secret place so that you can be protected, that you can be guided in all the ways of your life and every situation, whether you're on the inside or the outside. It is comforting to know that God watches over us even in times of great stress and fear in the time that we're living in right now. Hallelujah. Where are you dwelling? God is a shelter, a refuge when we are afraid. Having faith in Almighty God as our protector will carry us through all the dangers and fears of life, you all. Trading your fears for faith in him, no matter what it looks like, no matter how intense it is, no matter how bad it gets. You know, sometimes you hear the saying, sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. Sometimes, you know, it got a storm, when they say run its course before it gets better. But we just want to trust in God just to remain there. For a time, wait on God, trust in God. Abide means to remain, to continue. According to God's wise plan, his people were to have hope in the future, you all. And when you're dwelling in that secret place with God, he can do all things for you but fail. We have to understand where you are, what's consuming your mind and thoughts, what's taking your mind off of God, because the Bible said if we keep our mind stayed on God, he will keep us in perfect peace. What's robbing you of your peace is where you're dwelling, where you're allowing your mind to stay at. You're not allowing yourself to come out of that place. And some of us, we come out of that place and then we go back in it. We come out of that place and we go back in it. We come out of that place and we go back in it. Where you stay there and allow God to do all that God can do, because what God can do, man can't do. And me and my husband were talking the other day, and we were talking about, doing all that we can do, and then God comes in and does the impossible. We do all that we, you know, he always gets on me and says, well, baby, you can do that. You know, God gives you the power to do that. He gives you the authority to do that. And then God comes in and he does the impossible. But he's given us already that authority and the power to be able to do these things in our life, to speak it and it be established. So now it comes to the part of your faith. Do you have faith in where you're dwelling? Do you have faith that if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, that he will bless you, that he will protect you? That's all about what is your faith, because whatever you believe in, that's what you're going to start working towards. So we got to understand, where does our faith lie in believing that if we dwell there, if we keep our mind stayed on God, that God will keep us in perfect peace. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about, where are you dwelling? That is the question. The Bible says, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear or evil. That's Proverbs 1 and 33, you all. Proverbs 1 and 33 says, I'm going to repeat that, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. It says, if you dwell in me, if you listen to me and dwell in me, you will be safe and secure without fear of evil. Not worrying what's going to attack you, what's going to take you out. Not worrying about premature death. Not worrying about dying because if I do this, that. Because he says, but if you listen to me, then you will dwell safely. So we got to listen so that we can dwell. Listen to what God is saying, because he's never going to tell you anything or have you do anything that's going to hurt you. It all is for your good. Everything that God has for you is for your good. Everything that God is for your good. But we have to listen. The Bible says, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely. Who are we listening to? What causes us to dwell in other places? who are we listening to will cause us to miss out on what God has for us, which is that protection, which is that healing, which is that deliverance that we're looking for, so we don't have to keep on going around this mountain over and over again, this mountain of sorrow, this mountain of bad relationship, this mountain of pain, this mountain of sickness constantly over and over again because we're listening to the wrong place, person, because then the Bible says, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely. Amen, amen. The Bible says in Psalm 25 and 13, you all, I'm going to Psalms 25 and 13. He says, he himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. How is that? When you keep your mind on God and you allow God to be the head of your life, the lifter of your head, and you're listening to God in God's way. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy because we live in this world, but the world should not live in us. And when we allow the world to live in us, it consumes us. It consumes our mind. Then we start dwelling on worldly things. But if we can dwell, if we can keep our mind on God and dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, we can receive that safety. And not only that, now our descendants, our children's children can inherit that God has promised us, which is dominion over the earth. That means we have power and authority over everything that's on this earth. Is nothing that you cannot have when you have God. There's nothing that you cannot have when you have God, and it's that safety, dwell safely in the world and be quiet from the fear of evil in the world. The Bible says in Exodus 33 and 14, and he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. If God's presence is going with you, he's going to give you rest. That means he's going to protect you. And everywhere that you go, God is going to be your protection. I don't care where you're going. When you know you have God, you got all the protection you need. That's not an amount of protection that this world could give you, that God can give you to protect you from everything, every sickness, every disease, every attack of the enemy, every fire, everything that you can think of. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation or your family or friend have been in a situation and they said, I don't even know how I made it out. Nothing but God. I don't know, you know, how I got through this. Nothing but God. Because when you allow your mind to be there with God, be there dwelling in God's word and what God is saying and what God can do, you know, reading the word of God, letting that take root in you and manifest. So now it's so strong in you that people are looking at you like you're crazy. Don't you know you can't go in there? Don't you know people like you? They don't give position to people like you. If you go in there, don't you know this will happen to you? But when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God and you keep your mind on God and you stand on those words of God, that you can go in a place where people say, you can't go. You can go in places where people, they say they when they go in, they don't come out. And you can go in and come back out because God is with you all the way. You know why? Because he's in you, because you allowed yourself to dwell in the place, not of the world, but that of God. Amen? Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you for all that you're doing right now, even with me and understanding that where am I dwelling? Where are you dwelling? Day and night. It's one thing to say it. But it's one thing, it's another thing to do it. Where are you dwelling? Where is your mind? You know, I can say that because everything starts in the mind. I'll say it over and over. Whatever you want to do, whatever you're trying to do in life, first of all, it got to be thought of. It got to manifest, and it manifests in our thoughts, in our mind. So we have to be careful what we dwell on and what we keep in our mind, because when we dwell on that thing, it'll take us in a place, either in a place that we should be, so God can use us, or a place that we shouldn't be, that'll cause all types of attacks on us, whether it be physical or mental. We have to be careful. So let's talk about this. Let me break it down. Where are you dwelling? That's the question. Where are you dwelling? We're going to get ready to wrap up Sunday service, but where are you dwelling? Those of us that live in a life of communion with God are constantly safe under his protection, and may therefore present a holy serenity and security of the mind at all times when we dwell, when we commune with God on a constant basis. That means you're waking up, you're in the word, you're praying, you know, you have devotion every day. You know, you're filling yourself. And when you fill yourself with the word of God and you commune with God on the daily, throughout the day, we're in a place, we're dwelling in that place that we receive holy serenity and security in our minds at all times. Where are you dwelling? when we look at Psalm 1 again, he that be, he by those who trust in God for the, his guardians, you know, we ask, we trust in God to guard us, we shall find all this in him, which we need and which we, and all that we desire when we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Again, where are you dwelling? So this is a character of a true believer, that he dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He is at the home of God and returns to God and reposes in God, in him, and he rests in God. When we can rest in God, and when we can call on God and know that God will hear us and answer our prayers with no doubt. So he acquaints himself, you know, we acquaint ourselves with inward and religion, and makes our heart work of the service of God, worships within the veil, and loves to be alone with God, to converse with him in solitude. Where are you dwelling? It is the privilege and comfort for us that to do so, that we're able to abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. He shelters us, and he comes between us and everything the world just tries to come against us, everything that the world is trying to bring against us, whether it's storm or sunshine. We should not only have an admittance, but a residence under God's protection. He will be our rest and our refuge forever. Amen. Where are you dwelling? We got to understand that if you're dwelling in the world, in the worldly things, you're dwelling where Satan wants you to be. You're dwelling in a discourage and fear. You know, you're dwelling in a place that's going to tear you down and tear you up and take you out. So we got to be very careful. The promise of God makes it for the saints. I'm going to tell you all the promises that God gives us that dwell in him. Those are the saints. Those are the Christians. Those that believe. Those have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you stand on that and you live by that. And you don't let nothing take you away from that. You don't put it down. You wear it each and every day. You put it on every morning. Matter of fact, you wear it when you go to sleep. It's on you all day long. It's very, very important. Where are you dwelling? The promise that God makes to us is that if that he will in due time deliver us from our troubles. That is a guarantee. God will deliver us from our troubles when we have God. Those are the promises of God. God will protect us, that he will be with us at all times, in all troubles, in all situations. If he does not immediately put a period to our afflictions, yet we shall have his gracious presence with you, and he will be with you in your troubles and your times. So we just have to trust God and allow him to comfort us and support us. He's there to comfort us. And don't give up because it hasn't happened right now. Don't give in and don't give up because God is there and he will do it. Just keep your mind on him. Make sure that you're dwelling in him because he is there for you. He does not give up on us when we give up on him. That in hearing, he will answer our prayers. We shall call upon him. These are the promises of God. He will answer our prayers. So we just have to make sure that we're believing as we pray, trusting in God to move in our life like never before, because only God can do it, and not listening to Satan, you know, to Satan lies, because he's there to take us out of that place, to take us out of the dwelling place of the Most High God. And if he can take you out of that place, take your mind, get your mind focused on something else outside of God's promises, then he can get you. And when Satan gets you, he does. And the Bible says in John 10:10, he comes not, the thief coming out, but to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's not coming for anything else. He'll make it look good to get you, to take you out. Where are you dwelling? I need y'all to think about it. Father God, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you, Father God, that we know that we're dwelling on today. And those who did not know where they were dwelling, that they will now get in line, Lord God, and, you know, ask you, Father God, for divine position, Father God, that they will dwell on you, that they will focus on you, Father God, that they will read your word, that they will call out to you and pray, Lord God, and believe and trust that you will do all things, Father God, that there's nothing that you won't do for your children. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We send on your word in Jeremiah 29:13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. God can be sought out and found when we ask him wholeheartedly. Neither strange land, sorrows, frustration, or physical problems can break that communion with God. So according to God's wise plan, his people, he gives us hope and a future. That's what God comes to give us, a hope and a future. Don't let the enemy try to tell you anything different. God wants what's good for us. Dwell there, stay there. Don't let anything move you from that place of dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. Oh, amen, 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 amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. At this time, we're going to open the lines for those that are needing prayer at this time. We want to pray for you. Again, you can remain anonymous. And if you want special prayer, you can give us a call at 346-719-3349. Again, that number is 346-719-3349. We'll open up the lines for prayer at this time if you need prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I'm not sure what happened to Pastor over there, but hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for all your listeners on today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just move in the place of their homes, Father God. Lord, let peace come right now, the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Saturate our atmosphere right now, Lord. We know that your God is omnipotent and omnipresent. So, Father God, we ask that you move even right now, Father God, and heal those that are sick, Father God, that are listening, and family members, Father God. Lord, we ask that you send your word of healing, and they shall be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you for your many blessings, Father God, and your promises, oh Lord. We stand and your promises on today. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us right now divine healing in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, emotions, and physical being, in accordance with your divine plan and order for our lives. And we receive your divine healing and wholeness and newness of life right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. For we are the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Lord, we pray right now with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person that we pray for today, according to John 16 and 23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given to us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointed glory and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release of flow in our inner man's with rivers of living waters, springing up forth abundant life. With life abundant, fill us to overflowing with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and your understanding. Anoint us, Lord God, to hear your voice and that of a strange voice. Cause us to clearly discern your voice from others, that of a strange voice. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and a heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold and confident and be obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gifts and anointings. Oh, bless us all right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over all that's listening, oh God. Be healed today. Be delivered today. Be free. Be blessed, for you are protected. Dwell there in the secret place of the Most High God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you allow us to dwell in the secret place. And Lord, we ask you to continue to be with us, guide us, and protect us, Father God, even as we go through this week, Father God, that you will be with us, oh God, let us hear from you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. This is a time of service we have. You want to tithes and offering at this time. If you want to send your tithes in to the Preacher and the Pastor show or make an offering, please do so at Cash App, Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor, uppercase S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L, Pastor Chantel at Cash App, Pastor Chantel. May God bless you in your giving. Let us pray over that and offer. And Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, as we pray over our tithes and offering according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you've given us as a tither and those who are giving offering today as well. Heavenly Father, we know that as we are tithing, Lord, we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Amen. And ever formerly you have promised us according to your word that because we pay our tithes that you will open the wealth of heaven and pour our blessings on us, that there should not be room enough for us to receive it. And ever formerly you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3 and 11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer for our sake because of our obedience in paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground, according to Malachi 3 and 11. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience in the paying our tithes on today. And Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine is cast its fruit before its time, does not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word with Malachi 3. And Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you have stopped the enemy from touching us and from coming near us, or any of our family members, our finances. kindness, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient to you in paying our tithes. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances, our fruits, and our grounds blessed with the seven blessings as a tithe. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And Lord, we just want to give it all over to you, Lord. Just have your way. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we both say amen at this time. Again, we just want to say thank you. God bless you, and we love you. All right, Pastor, go ahead. It's a benediction.
Yes, thank God for using you and allowing you to deliver that message over in the book of Psalms, particularly over in Psalms 91. I definitely was blessed today, and I believe that I would never be the same. All right, we'll go ahead on to the benediction. Amen. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work and do his will, pinning you that which every well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And
may God.
For everybody that's being on the show tonight, everyone that, from New Orleans or Baton Rouge, Shreveport, Lake Charles, Houston, New York, and we thank y'all for being on, tuning in, you know, to the preacher and the pastor Sunday service, and, you know, keep on tuning in. You know, we definitely thank God. Amen.
Thank God for you. I will be having our Wednesday night Bible study starting the first week of June on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. You all will be sending out that information here. You can actually give us a call at 346-719-3349 for that information. It's actually a conference call Bible study at 7 on Wednesday, starting in the month of June. Again, you all, God bless you. Hopefully you all took something from the word on today, understanding where you're dwelling, where your mind is, and where your mind is where you're dwelling. Come out of that place. If it's not a place of God, if you're not dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God, then you need to come out of that place and give into that place so that you can receive all that God has for you, that full protection, whether you're inside or outside. And I just thank God for you. May God continue to bless you and be with you all. Again, thank you all for tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show Sunday service. We're back on tomorrow night at 8 p.m., the Preacher and the Pastor. Again, thank you. Love, is there anything else before you wrap up today?
Oh, yes.
Anything else good? Thank God for you.
No, the Word of God has been preached. The Holy Spirit is moving. So that's all that I have to say for this day.
All right. God bless you. You all enjoy your Sunday. God bless you. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Take care. Be free. Hallelujah.